Welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We are in the peak off season right now for the Anaheim Ducks, but going back a few weeks, free agency began, and on that day, the Anaheim Ducks were able to sign left wing Jeff Malott to a three-year contract. Jeff is joining us right now. Jeff, welcome to Anaheim. How are you feeling?
Hey, good. Yeah, really excited. Thanks for having me.
And I know that you're in the midst of a little bit of a crazy move right now, so we appreciate you taking the time to talk about you joining the Ducks and everything going on in your off season. So let's just go back to that day where you were able to sign with the team. What was that moment like and kind of those conversations, obviously not exactly knowing where you were going to end up?
Yeah, no, really exciting. Obviously, 3 years is an awesome length for me. And really excited with, you know, the Ducks' success last year and everything. And then looking at how, you know, a bottom six is utilized here, it seemed like a great fit. So we were really, really just excited for the opportunity.
Last season was your first full NHL season. You were a part of the Los Angeles Kings. For Ducks fans listening, don't worry. He's now on the good side, as what we like to say. But Jeff, what did you learn in your first full season?
Yeah, just, you know, learned obviously that consistency and, you know, what it takes to you know, establish yourself in the lineup every night. And then, you know, as the season progressed, really just finding different ways I could have an impact and, you know, contribute to a team that's, you know, year after year looking to make the playoffs. And so, you know, at the end of the year, got some more playoff experience, my second year in the playoffs. And so just tried to take as much as I could, learn from guys, and just continue developing.
What kind of role do you see yourself in? I mean, you're talking about the bottom six, but here in Anaheim, how do you want to make an impact?
Yeah. Bottom six is kind of where I see myself having, positive impact on the team here. Just physicality, bringing energy. We really found a groove on the forecheck and kind of just, you know, turning over some ozone time. There's obviously penalty kill is an area that I've, you know, been learning over the last, you know, couple years and really trying to hone in on and look to have, you know, an impact there, look to help out on the penalty kill and everything. But yeah, role wise, it's kind of, you know, changed a lot over the course of, you know, my time in the American League and then moving up to the NHL. So really try to keep everything I learned from all levels and all stages and just really look for where I can bring the most.
You have a little bit of a unique journey too with your hockey career. Can you kind of go through that a little bit? Undrafted, out of Cornell, you were the captain at Cornell, you know, starting in Winnipeg, Los Angeles, and now here in Anaheim.
Yeah. So was really, you know, fortunate to do 4 years at Cornell, learned a lot there, had a great time and really developed as, you know, a player and in college, you know, spending 4 years there, really got to learn a bunch of different roles. And then coming into the American League, kind of shifted and took on, you know, even more responsibility there and really just, you know, a lot of guys talk about how important their time in the American League was. And I think for me, it really, you know, helped me round out, you know, learn a lot of different things and, you know, get me ready for an opportunity in the NHL. So, spent 4 or 5 years in the American League. And then, I was given an opportunity in LA, 2 seasons ago near the end of the season and leading into playoffs. And, I was lucky enough. I, you know, fit what they needed. I kind of, you know, again, morphed into a bit of a different role and then, yeah, I've had success with that and felt really, you know, comfortable being in that bottom six and bringing energy and, you know, making a physical impact and making a difference and just continuing to learn, continuing to develop. And so really whatever opportunities present themselves, I'm, you know, excited to learn and continue developing.
And going along with that, talking about your size, your physical game, you've also previously described yourself as a systematic player. Now you're going to be playing under head coach Joel Quenneville's system. What are you looking forward to in that?
Yeah, really exciting. Like watching the Ducks in the playoffs last year, obviously have success. You know, it's something that, like you said, I think, you know, when an effective system is in place, I have more success, you know, falling in line there and being part of kind of a, you know, a team approach. But yeah, just from brief conversations with people, you know, it sounds like a great, great opportunity to really continue having an impact as somebody that can play into a system.
So going from the Kings to now the Ducks, is there anyone that you're going to have to make amends with on this roster?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of, we've played against each other a lot and with preseason as well. But no, I think, yeah, I'll have to go in and maybe just, let guys know that I'm a nice guy too. And just, yeah, it'll be exciting to meet these guys.
Do you know anyone on the current team?
No, I don't, not personally or anything. Mm-hmm. AJ coming in this year, signing as well, as I guess a more unique circumstance with his free agency. But yeah, AJ and I've spent a summer together in the past, training and working out. So I know AJ, but everybody else, yeah, I'll be excited to meet and get to know.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having you here in Anaheim, and it's a short move for you. So how is it getting settled in? I know you're working towards that right now.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. It's a little different than that, Hermosa LA area that I've been in the last couple of years, but a lot of amazing things. Really nice to be back on the coast and excited to be in California.
What are you looking forward to most in joining the Ducks organization?
Yeah, just a really, exciting team. Like, there's a lot of veteran guys to learn from, a lot of guys that play a big game, have good size in their game and also, use a lot of skill with it. And then there's a lot of young, exciting guys too that are dynamic and, there's a lot to learn from those guys as well. So I think just, getting here early and establishing those, relationships and just the opportunity to learn from guys, I think really excites me.
You wore number 39 in LA and you're going to be wearing number 39 here in Anaheim. Why that number?
That was out of college. That number was given to me in Manitoba. Okay. Not picked, but I got made fun of enough from my friends back home for wearing 39 that I stubbornly decided to stick with it. And now it just would feel weird to wear any other number.
Oh, that's a unique story there, but yeah, I'm sure your friends are happy that, you're sticking with it.
yeah, exactly.
When you talk about your off season a little bit, obviously moving around and everything, but have you gotten into your training much? What has that looked like?
Yeah, off seasons have always been a big one for me, like, especially coming out of college. I'm only playing like 30 games or so in college. And so the summers have always been an opportunity for me to really hone in on certain things and then also just continue to grow physically. And especially with kind of the role I take on now, it's, important to kind of bulletproof all areas and then also just, continue that physical growth as well. But I've been having a great summer so far. I've been, lucky enough to be with the same guy back home for a good stretch here, almost 10 years. And so, I'm in good hands back home and, just going to continue to work on, everything off the ice. And then on the ice, it's been great too. A lot of people helping me out and developing specific things as well. And so, I'll just continue that as the summer moves forward here.
Do you train with any other pro players back home?
Yeah. Toronto's a good hub. Like, mm-hmm. Toronto's, there's a lot of guys there. But now we're up in the Lake Country of Ontario. And so a lot of guys have migrated up north of Toronto. So it's nice to be able to have a hub up there and everybody comes in the morning and checks their boxes. And then you get a good skate in with a good group of guys. And then, by the afternoon, you're enjoying time on the water or just able to relax. So that's the first summer for me being full time up there with those guys. But it's been it's been a great group and continuing to learn a lot.
Pretty nice to go from lake life to ocean life, too.
Yeah. Our family makes fun of us for skipping out on the Canadian winters now. But yeah, it's tough going. Yeah, exactly. SoCal straight to Ontario lakes.
Yeah, you get plenty of the winter in your travel during the season, though.
Yeah, so
they cut you some slack there. But Jeff, aside from hockey, what do you like to do? Share a little bit more about your off ice life.
In the summers, a lot of time gets taken up with home improvement stuff.
Okay.
We've got a good fixer upper in the summers, and I've been really lucky. My dad's pretty handy And, you know, the last couple of summers, just been learning a lot from him, with just fixing up stuff around, around the house and doing some nice renovations. So it's been cool. But yeah, I actually have come to really enjoy it. I really like, you know, working with my hands. And then, it's also like an awesome opportunity to just kind of bond with my dad and spend some time over the summer with my dad. But, yeah, for not doing like home improvement stuff, golfing's fun. I love going out and golfing when we can. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, like to be done at 2 o'clock and you're kind of just sitting on the water, like honestly, a lot of time gets wasted on the dock. So
I'd be remiss too if I didn't ask about your brother, because I hear that he is part of the UFC. So
yeah,
what is that relationship like? What have you learned from him?
Yeah. That's actually been extremely cool, especially as I've kind of morphed roles, in coming into pro hockey. But yeah, a lot of the time in past summers when I haven't been north of the city, I've been spending more time with him, and past times have been going in and training with him and stuff. And again, kind of just an excuse to hang out more during the summer. But yeah, I've been able to learn a ton from him. Just general stuff. He's really interested in how hockey fighting is, you know, different and yeah, how it differs from his MMA fighting. But mm-hmm. It's cool. Like he'll watch film and break stuff down, and then we'll just mess around and try and work on ice stuff. But mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done incredibly well lately. He's been fighting up in Canada. They love him. They love having him on these Canadian cards. And I think he hopefully will have another one here in Canada soon.
Did he ever play hockey?
Yeah, he played a little bit growing up. He laughs. He sells himself short. I think he's a little better than what he describes. But yeah, he was hockey was his first sport, and he'll jokingly say, you know, his original dream was to play in the NHL. But no, yeah, he made a good pivot. I think he made the right choice. He's doing pretty well in his sport now too.
And you're living that dream instead. That works out well for the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Jeff, congratulations on joining the Ducks organization. We're looking forward to seeing you as a part of the team this year, and enjoy the rest of your off season and your move here to Orange County.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me, guys.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.